This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado has awarded the first round of grants to four cities for projects to expand development near transit. CPR's Benta Berglund has more.
It's about $13 million, mostly for Longmont, Denver, and Wheat Ridge. Longmont is building a transit and housing hub downtown. Denver is building a pedestrian bridge over I-25. And Wheat Ridge is improving roadways near affordable housing units. Fort Collins also got a smaller amount to improve some affordable housing infrastructure. The state law requires some communities to build denser developments near transit. The law has received pushback and a legal challenge from a handful of cities that argue it usurps local control. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
There is concern about drought conditions this year, especially after last year. 2025 was a bad drought year in the West. That's according to the Western Water Assessment at CU Boulder, a group that studies extreme weather and water risks in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Researchers found nearly two-thirds of the region was in drought last year, driven by below-average precipitation and record heat. The parched conditions have led to dwindling water supplies, especially in the Colorado River Basin, says report author Seth Arnes.
It ended up being a very low year for Colorado River stream flow. I believe it was somewhere around 50% of average during 2025.
Drought led to additional water restrictions in the West last year and helped fuel one of Colorado's largest wildfires, the Lee Fire. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.